Extract from Chapter 6 from the book / Beyond the Time Barrier. Of, / Elizabeth Clara, contact to space people from Alpha Centauri. Elizabeth Clara writes about her contact to Akan from Alpha Centauri in her book Behind the Light Barrier, but she claims in that book that her first contact to space people was from Venus. Scientific views say that no life exists on Venus in our dimension, but adapt to other material. They are in a higher dimension, frequency, but can adjust to our reality by the help of both technique and spiritual power. Here follows a chapter from her book on the contact in 1954. In that era did space people from higher levels, with multi-dimension body control, many attempts to warn us against the atom madness as also told in other frequency-adjusted contacts to Venus and other galactic sources in the 50s and 60s. Eck had her first adventures and observations of the AC ships when she was flying high in her Tiger Moth, also with her husband but had also seen them when she was a child. She tells that she once had an explosion accident in an aeroplane hangar where she experienced an out-of-the-body experience, under which she had a meeting with those space people through the then-liberated astral body. Those contacts occurred in the mountains of Drakenberg in South Africa, and here she writes on her pregnancy where the father was her soulmate from AC. An exhilarating happiness filled those days of quickening life within me, halcyon days filled with joy, with a life so precious, a part of Akan to be nurtured, protected and loved, a life from another planet to be encompassed with the essence of love and joy that a woman knows and gives to the quickening child within her womb when the embryo stems from the seed of love. This is the spark which creates the divine soul in human life, a divine soul born in the offspring of a true mating between a man and a woman, that true and complete love of a man for a woman and a woman for a man, which is so rarely found among human beings on Earth, who misunderstand the functions of mating and procreation in the higher octaves of sensual delight. Then one golden day I sensed the nearness of Akan and my heart became restless as I awaited a sign in the evening sky. The full moon rose over the line of hills in the east and the still and tranquil hush of evening light spread over the darkening mountains to the west. Quietly I kissed May goodbye. I know you will care for David. Bless you. And I was gone in the MG along the mountain track winding to the top of the hill behind the homestead beyond the oak wood. I had not long to wait. The beautiful ship of light appeared moving silently through the moonlit atmosphere. Opalescent and ethereal in the moonbeams she quietly settled on the hilltop. Bluish, unearthly light streamed from her portals, as she remained silent for those brief moments before the automatic doors opened, and then they opened and Akan stepped through. Coming to me, he picked me up in his arms, holding me close. "Now I am really going to carry you off with me to another planet," he whispered with his lips in my hair, as he carried me into the spaceship. Sharon smiled a greeting from his control desk, and Haven was there too. "Hello my dear," he said. "You look beautiful and well." And as Akan put me on my feet. "Also large with child as we hoped. It suits you and there is a radiance about you, the child is due to be born." "When a child is born, we must reach for the stars," Akan replied. "We have just moved from Mars and must now be off again to Alpha Centauri. But my car. I cannot just leave her out there on the hill. We will take her along too. We never had piston engines like that, besides, the engine needs some adjustment and I shall attend to that myself," Akan said. I saw a ramp slide out from an opening in the hull, when Sharon pressed a lever beside the control panel. Suddenly, a brilliant beam of white light enveloped the MG and she was lifted and suspended within the beam and drawn swiftly forward onto the ramp and into the hull of the spaceship. The ramp instantly slid back, leaving no trace of an opening in the side of the hull. "The MG is quite safe in the hold, my beloved one. You won't need her on the home planet, there are no filling stations there and no roads. Such an antiquated mode of transport would appear out of place," Akan smiled. Sharon adjusted the push buttons on the control panel and I sensed again that fantastic vibration, like a shudder from outside the sealed cabins as in instantaneous anti-light harmonics, stepping up the frequency interaction of C and speeding up the geometric of time, altering the frequencies controlling the matter-antimatter cycles, the geometric matrix of space-time. I closed my eyes and relaxed on the comfortable bench as Akon placed his hand on my forehead, and I felt an harmonic affinity with all substance, a resonance tuned to matter and antimatter in alternate pulses. You understand now, my beloved, the nature of our propulsion systems. The equation is now quite clear within your mind, and you can move in harmony with us and know the beautiful simplicity of nature as we alter the micro atoms of light, the basic building blocks of all energy and matter, pure electromagnetic wave forms, the key to the universe and all life, where all protons and neutrons are built up from microatoms. Can you visualize it all now in your mind? Yes, indeed. I can see it all so clearly, in all its glorious simplicity, assemblies of microatoms throughout all matter and antimatter consisting of three within four in alternate pulses. The whole universe is a pulse of energy, resonating in harmonic interaction to form different waveforms. Physical matter, like this spaceship and ourselves, is nothing more than a concentrated field of force. We are made up of these waveforms. And we can feel and see similar waveforms which resonate within our range of frequencies. Our spaceship achieves a shift in space-time simply by stepping up the frequencies of light and time between each pulse of physical matter, which is a planet formed by three spiraling wave motions in space, and repositioning herself within the spatial dimensions of the planet by decreasing frequencies between pulses and thereby appearing in the time geometric of the planet, which can be anywhere in space, in the Sun's system or in another solar system altogether, created by the harmonic interaction of the unified field differentials emanating from the spaceship herself in terms of light, or pure electromagnetic waveform. The unified field equation manifests in perfect harmony, and I can see now the simple equation which creates it all. The letters and the figures are clearly seen in my mind. There is no need to write the formula down. The mathematical precision and placing of the numbers and letters will remain forever within my mind, as it is already within the mind of our child who will now be born with this knowledge of highly advanced physics, I replied. /Good. This is how it must be. You are an excellent pupil, my dear, and indeed worthy to be one of us and the mother of my son. And Akon held me close in his arms, pressing my head against his chest with his left hand so that I could feel the strong beat of his heart in rhythmic perfection. There are two of you to look after now. My child within you is stirring and will be born as soon as we reach my home. Your bloodstream has been cleansed by the pure fresh air in the spaceship. Despite your living for many months on the farm where the air was clean, the amount of pollution in Earth's atmosphere has reached a very dangerous level, which now encircles the entire planet. Because of this measure of pollution, we only land on the high remote areas of mountains. Come, there is a bath and change of garments for you in the small cabin. Holding me close and whispering words of love, he went with me into the smaller cabin. The single garment I put on hung in rich and soft folds of silk to my ankles, simple and free, concealing the thickening of my waist in hanging from the shoulders with wide loose sleeves like a kaftan, shimmering in golden yellow with threads of green. The golden silk matches your amber eyes, Akon softly said, as he cradled my feet in his big hands. Your feet are small and broad, no need for the restriction of shoes. And he fitted a beautiful pair of silken sandals the color of the sapphire sea, to my feet. Then he changed out of his silvery suit into a garment of soft glowing silk with sandals the color of the sapphire sea, like mine. Haben called to us to come and watch the viewing lens, and as we moved towards the shining curved wall, our thoughts triggered the electronic doorway which slid open at our approach. Catching my breath with excitement, I caught a glimpse of tremendous color in the lens. The most awe-inspiring spectacle was taking shape, suffused in brilliant yellows, rose-red and blue with vast streamers of soft rose-red reaching out into the silken darkness of fathomless space. Then, the brilliant colors cleared and two gigantic stars glowed in the far reaches of the void. One with deep blue radiations and the other in a glory of rose-red, while a third and much smaller star vibrated in soft golden light radiations in a wide orbit around the two. Alpha Centauri, seen in all the glory of pristine radiations, the great waxing stars balancing each other in the prime of their lifespan and harboring a race of people who tame the winds of space to propel their beautiful spaceships. Through the filtered lens, I watched stupendous prominences looping out and shifting in continuous agitation, but with rhythmic waves and branches of light emitted outwards from the photosphere in dense radiations. Stupendous energy filled the vast reaches of space surrounding the splendor of this triple solar system as the glory of Achon's home system filled the lens with magnificent color and movements. And then I saw her, another brilliant sphere, another home of life, another island moving in the vast void of space, another Venus. Meeten, or Venus to the home of an advanced race of people, a world of gentle climate and gentle people. A world of vast seas of sapphire blue and emerald isles in an atmosphere similar to Venus when she lived and harbored the beginnings of this fantastic race of people. Other planets could be seen, with their bright atmosphere, moving in a slow and graceful purposefulness around the small golden star, which moved with her retinue of seven planets in orbit about the two great stars, but well within the tremendous corona or atmosphere of this magnificent star system known to Earthmen as Alpha Centauri. The star of our system is known to Earthmen as Proxima Centauri, and all these planets are inhabited by our civilization. We live in constructive harmony and peace. We moved from Venus in the Sun's system to make our home here, which is now permanent, because we can control our environment. Our science and understanding of stars, planets and solar systems has advanced considerably since we lived on Venus. Venus, to us, is still the home planet, the cradle of our race, and it is for this reason that we come into the Sun's system to touch down on her surface and bring her to life again. For beneath her desert-like surface she still lives and thrives, and the beautiful mountains of rose-colored rocks will again breathe an atmosphere of cerulean sky, and the moisture-giving clouds spread out over the surface to form the seas again. And the variable star of her system, the Sunday, can you now tame the sun? I asked. Indeed, yes. This is what we are in the process of doing. Will it change the climate on Earth? Of course. All planetary weather is controlled by the star of their systems. And a triple system like this one? I asked again. These are stable, waxing stars without magnetic anomalies, and thereby, they interact with harmonic resonance, creating equable climates over the planets. This also makes it very much safer for our spaceships to operate in harmonic interaction with the unified field of matter and antimatter. Anomalies, for instance, in Earth's atmosphere, have caused fatal accidents to two of our spaceships when the matter-antimatter cycle of the propulsion systems shifted frequencies, while moving within the resonating fields of the system, resulting in a tremendous explosion releasing a high level of radiation. Our scientists, at the instant of alarm detection within the spaceships, set course over remote, unpopulated areas of the planet Earth, where the explosion occurred in the atmosphere and an unusually high level of radioactivity has been found on the surface, Achon explained. So that clears up the mystery of the Tungus Tiger, where an explosion overhead ripped the forest to bits, I whispered with awe. And of course, the crew simply disappeared. Oh! I could get no further, and moved closer to Achon. The splendor in space of the great stars and the glory of Achon's home system filled the lens, like the electric mirage I had seen long ago in the vintage mothership who could bring this fantastic scene to her peoples far away in other and strange solar systems, to keep in touch with their time system through the far reaches of interstellar space. The Venusian mothership still retained the highly civilized contact with her peoples as she did in the days of yore, no matter where in the galaxy they had now migrated to. Moving within her environment as a natural celestial object, our spaceship smoothly appeared high in the atmosphere of the speeding planet Meeten, or Venus II, the second planet outwards from the golden star, Proxima Centauri. A great glistening cloud billowed up over the sea with a curtain of rain trailing and thickening at its base, the radiations. The three stars striking a golden radiance out of the huge cumulus head spreading out across the sapphire seas. Picture of Jim Nichols, not from the book. We landed on the circular roof of a home made of glistening material like marble. The beautiful building was set on a dais of surrounding circular steps perfectly symmetrical, rising from emerald lawns of shining grass and scattered semicircular beds of brilliant flowers. Trees with bright green foliage scattered the landscape like a great park. The spaceship silently settled to the rooftop, her shining surface untarnished by vast distances or the atmosphere of planets. Moving beyond the velocity of light, as Earthmen understand it, she overcame the power of the universe, annihilating the unfathomed seas of space in her swift passage through time, going with the pressure force of the universe, or gravity, attaining the higher octaves of resonance by the absorption of light itself and thereby, annihilating the light barrier. How afraid Earth scientists were when they attempted to annihilate the sound barrier in the atmosphere with aircraft, I thought. And yet it had all proved to be so very simple. No trouble at all, as it is now with the light barrier. To reach another solar system within seconds, almost instantaneously, proved the simplicity of faster-than-light spaceships or flying saucers. I remember in years past how afraid they were of the sound barrier, not knowing what to expect or how to overcome the problem of speed through the atmosphere of Earth when Jeffrey de Havilland's DH Swallow exploded in an attempt to break the sound barrier. And now, even some of these beautiful spaceships have exploded in breaking the light barrier. / Picture from the Janos contact / Sharon pressed a button on the control panel to nullify the spaceship's systems and we waited those few seconds for the field differentials to dissipate, before Akin walked towards the shining wall and the door slid open to his thought. I heard joyful voices and laughter and the next moment Akin's family came into the spaceship to greet us. Then, taking my hand, Akin led me downstairs leading into the home from the landing ramp. A circular balcony, curving round the building, made of delicately carved railings glowing with the luster of pearl against golden walls, brought us to the second floor where I could see the great living room far below, a vast circular room full of the glorious colors of the spectrum. On the floor, the walls, the couches and the divans. The spiral staircase curved down the center of the circular building, the banisters hand-carved into a lovely delicate tracery of flowers and vines, made of the same glowing material I had seen in the spaceship. Putting my hand on its smooth and lovely surface, as we slowly walked down, I said, "But this is pearl? Real pearl? It's uneven in places too with the natural pink luster. It's alive and giving out light." We all paused to admire the lovely carving as Akin explained, "Our aqueous atmosphere here and in the spaceships keeps pearl alive and vibrant as in its natural habitat, the sea. We use pearl for the building of our homes and for the construction of our spaceships. Pearl lives on with vibrant light and we farm this beautiful living substance within our vast seas. We live with it always as it generates the light of the universe for our energy needs. How beautiful to live with. I have always loved pearls." And I looked up into Akin's eyes as he put his arm about my waist so that I could lean against him and take the weight off my feet. "My beloved, I shall give you pearls to wear always close to your skin." And Akin opened a casket attached to the banister and lifted out the most beautiful pearl necklace I had ever seen. A rows of evenly matched glowing pink pearls with a clasp of seed pearls, 8 of them surrounding a lovely ruby. I stood spellbound in the center of the stairway as Akin placed the lovely glowing pearls around my neck. Their soft and smooth coolness caused me to gasp with pleasure and I put my hand up to press them against my throat. "Their light will give you light always. Wear them always with the ring, and our communication will remain unbroken forever." And Akin put his hand under my chin, lifting my face up to his. "My chosen one, these pearls were left in the casket by my mother, for my chosen one. For she knew you would come from another planet." Claire and Haben came to me and put their arms about me, hugging and kissing me on both cheeks. "Welcome home, dear one, we are your family, your kin. Claire said as Thetan came forward to welcome me with a hug and a kiss on both cheeks with his mate Lyra and their three children. How wonderful and lovely you all are. And with my heart brimming over with love for them all, I hugged and kissed each one of them again. Thank you for letting me come. How happy I am to be here. And turning to Akon, who gathered me up in his arms and carried me down the stairway, we all went into the great circular living room. Its beauty took my breath away. Akon stood in the center of the room, still holding me in his arms, and I looked up at the perfection of design of the domed ceiling painted with the three stars of Alpha Centauri, shedding their life-giving rays throughout the home in a natural lighting emanating from the glowing luminous substance of pearl. I absorbed the beauty of the atmosphere within the home. The color vibrations were particularly strong, with no pear or insipid colors. But everywhere, the bright and glorious colors of the spectrum of nature blended with a deep silky softness, while delicate music played upon strings wafted through the room from the soundboard of the dome above, music of such purity and perfection of composition that its magic thrilled my soul and my body responded with ecstasy to the vibrations. Gently, Akon set me down and my silken sandals sank a little into the firm and soft carpeting. Music is a universal language, he said. We feel the vibrations, the harmony of composition. And glorious colors also give out vibrations for our well-being. Plants, as you see them growing in this room, thrive with love, harmony and the vibrations of our music. We live with beauty and comfort and our homes are not more than three stories high, but we only live in the ground floor and the first floor. The second floor is used for the kitchen and storerooms. We prefer to live and sleep close to the ground, it is healthier and there is no need to do otherwise. Yethan retained the magnetic impulses emanating from our planet which are conducted by the circular construction of our homes and released within by the molded pearl. We have no tensions or aggressive thoughts. We maintain our health and longevity. Because of the advanced conditions for living and our way of life where no monetary system is necessary, the beauty and comforts of life are acquired by all our inhabitants, resulting in time for the cultivation of the mind and the attainment of a great cultural foundation and background. All knowledge and wisdom is channeled into constructive work and recreation. _ The arts and sciences are acquired by all and produce a greatly advanced and constructive civilization where violence and wars are completely unknown. _ Come my dear. And we sat down on a low, very comfortable couch with a high back supporting my spine and shoulders, as Akon lifted my feet and placed them to rest on a soft high cushion. Then Akon continued. _ We maintain harmonious contact with other races on other planets, but close contact or miscegenation? Unknown word must be scanning mistake, is unknown among our race beyond the solar system. This is why only a few are chosen for breeding purposes beyond this solar system to infuse new blood into our ancient race. Then only, do we select those few whom we know to be reborn from the mother planet, Venus, and you, my beloved, have this race memory. Your ancient lineage goes back many thousands of years in Earth time. We have traced your ancestry, and it was all arranged when you were born. You know so much. I wondered. Even to the birth of your son. And not a daughter? How did you know? By taking you at the right time when I detected your vibrations. This had to be done twice. To make love to you twice was the most beautiful experience, because to have a boy is a lot more difficult. Male-bearing sperm lasts only a few hours, so I had to be accurate within hours about your time of ovulation. It was the most beautiful experience of all my life, I whispered as I kissed Akon. Claire came into the room bearing a silver tray of refreshments. She brought me a bowl of fruit juice and said, "Drink it all down. It has been out in the light of the stars absorbing the life-giving radiations zotted through the thick atmosphere. I am so happy you and Akon have mated so perfectly, it rarely happens with other planetary beings. Your son will indeed be very special and unusual. It is very necessary after all these eons of time. Our race has become very inbred, despite our way of scientific breeding. But love will be your bond forever, and your soul belongs here now, although your body still belongs to Earth, so when this body dies on Earth, The soul remains here. Your physical body is merely a shell around you to protect the soul of energy, and when that falls away, the real you, the divine spark of life, moves on into infinite timelessness in the cycle of evolution. Slash and Claire kissed me tenderly as she went on. Slash, the cycle changes again and you become mass again, born into the physical body as you are at present. This process is the cycle of evolution in the soul and mind, and the race memory is retained always within your subconscious, until you gradually evolve through all the dimensions of time into eternity when the body cells cease to degenerate. Mankind is a part of eternity. We found this great truth when we moved into the far reaches of space beyond the light barrier. We all have eternal life in time, the ever-moving present. It only changes vibrations when the balance is achieved, and then we do indeed find the joy in life forever. I can see in the spectrum of time, my dear, your soul's transient hold on Earth will soon be broken and you will join us again here forever. It will not be long to wait. Whereas on Earth one's heartbeat remains tuned to the lower vibrations of time and a slower pulse rate is recorded, here on Meeting the heartbeat becomes tuned to the higher vibratory rate in time, and the timing of your heartbeats will go out of rhythm in an endeavor to keep time with the vibratory rate of the time continuum on this planet. These herbal juices I have just given you will regulate your heartbeat and prevent any distress. It will allay the effect of our atmosphere on your heart until we have delivered you of Akan's son, so that he may be born on this planet and become attuned to the environment where he belongs. You know and are happy that he may never breathe the harsh atmosphere now imposed by mankind on Earth, where they are polluting their environment. And Claire finished with a flourish of her hand to emphasize her point of view. Looking through the long open doors of the living room, I saw the deep sapphire blue of the sea. The waters sparkled in gentle waves onto the white beaches, the pulse of energy propagated through the water by the oscillations of water molecules moved through the water in rhythmic swirls from the far horizon. A gentle climate reflected in tranquil seas. A race is affected by the climate in which it lives. Not here, on this planet, could the ruthless and prodigious march of storms across land and sea occur, leaving a swathe of destruction, chaos and nervous tension with chaotic changes in magnetic frequency. Spawned by the high winds of an unstable atmospheric pressure, the mighty storms of Earth rule the skies, and men of that planet bow in awe and fright before the onslaught of hostile clouds. Yet these living cells that multiply in the, depending on noise and destruction for their progressive march across the face of a planet, can be tamed and bereft of their destruction, become gentle and provide the soft rain so necessary for the life of a planet. Man of Earth live in a world of chaos and destruction which is the height of their understanding, and hydrogen bombs are the limit of their power. The unstable conditions existing there cause low pressure waves to trigger off faults within the crust of the planet, and the resulting devastation of earthquake and heaving seas is a clear indication of the extent to which the Earth's surface breathes the sky. On Meeting, the balanced radiations of her star mingle with the tremendously beneficial radiations from the great binary stars. This planet is enfolded within the enormous corona of her triple system, and the collisions of these radiations from the three balanced sources creates a far deeper ionosphere surrounding the planet. This shield is formed when a planet is within the temperature range of stars to create these conditions. Magnetic seas encircling a planet protect the lower atmospheric envelope and life as we know it exists on the surface, in the air and in the seas and waters. In the higher atmosphere, beautiful clouds shimmer and shine. The lower nocturous clouds composed of ice crystals shine with a mother-of-pearl iridescence, and the higher noctilucent clouds composed of cosmic dust shine and reflect a silvery white radiance. From space, Meeting looks very bright from the reflection of star radiations from these high clouds, like Venus looks from space in Earth's system. The peace and silence of the atmosphere blew into the lovely room, bringing the fragrance of the land and the tang of the sea, and I long to go out into the clear fresh day. "Come," said Akan, taking my hand. "We shall go to the hilltop. Refreshment for the soul is vital for you, my dear." Walking quietly through the lush green grass of the hillside to the gently rounded top, We sat down in the fragrant grass and flowers beneath a lovely tree. A tree of vast height, reaching straight and tall into the deep blue of sky.